Suzanne Spaulding is an intelligence expert and a lawyer in Washington. She worked for the government for 20 years on national security issues, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what happens on Saturday when this law expires?
Well, when the law expires, all of the authorizations for electronic surveillance that are in place pursuant to the law will continue to be in place. When they wrote the law in August, they included language that specifically said all of the authorizations pursuant to that law, when the bill expired, would continue to be in place until they expire, and they are typically for a year's time.
So, you know, but that's not necessarily what the message that you get in listening to the president. He's saying that the country would be quite vulnerable, that the telecom industry would be left vulnerable if this lapse were to occur.
Well, I think the law is pretty clear in stating that that, in fact, is not the case, that there will not be a gap in surveillance. These are authorizations for surveillance against a broad range of targets, for example, against a known terrorist groups. The concern, perhaps, is that if there's a new target that comes up, a new group somehow emerges, they would have to get authorization for that surveillance. But that, too, is entirely possible under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The government can go and get that authorization. So there really is no gap in electronic surveillance coverage as a result of the expiration of this Protect America Act.
And what about the worry about a possible backlog of some kind of warrant applications?
That was a concern in August that the administration expressed, and is one of the reasons that Congress did act and enacted legislation that they were not wild about, because they thought there would be a gap in coverage as a result largely of this backlog that had built up. But the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, told Congress very recently that the backlog has been eliminated. And so the FISA court is ready and willing to review requests for new surveillance and authorize those that are legal.
And the FISA court being the body that actually has to approve
these requests. That's exactly right, under the existing statute.
What is the role of the telecom companies in this process?
Well, the telecom companies are the ones who have access to these communications that the government wants to intercept. And so for the government to conduct this electronic surveillance inside the United States, they go to the telecom companies and say, you need to help us to access these communications. What the statute does is it provides a mechanism for compelling the carriers to cooperate and provides legal authorization for the carriers to provide this very private information about their customers.
And that leads to this whole question of immunity, because they are compelled by the government to do that. This issue of immunity is a real sticking point as they go forward.
It is. And the law that has been in place since 1978 gives the carriers immunity as long as they are responding to a request from the government that complies with the statute that Congress enacted to govern this kind of electronic surveillance. As long as they get a certificate from the government that says it complies with the law, they have no liability.
You know, when we talk about surveillance, for many people, that's the whole concept is just a little bit spooky. Who's actually being surveilled? Who are they actually looking at with these warrants?
Well, we don't know, of course, mm-hmm. because that's classified. We know that they're looking at and listening to people they suspect are involved in terrorist activities, among lots of others. They have a broad range of foreign intelligence targets, so it might be people who might provide insights into the plans and intentions of foreign governments, for example. They are clearly looking at targets who they think may be involved in spreading weapons of mass destruction. So these are very important activities that the government is undertaking to try to protect our national interests.
Suzanne Spaulding, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Suzanne Spaulding is an intelligence expert in Washington. She worked on national security issues for the government for 20 years.